mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, last hour we talked about how the government, corporations, actually kills people begging for food and water. You can talk, you can say, please give me food and water, and they still kill you. But the national news media isn't going to use those as their poster child. They'll use something like Terry Schindler, known as Terry Schiavo, to try to claim that she's brain dead when she's not. Now it's a vegetative state. We've been talking about that in the last hour. Coming up, we're talking about Vicente Fox meeting with Lord Bush, saying, hey, stop these property owners from protecting themselves. And the Minutemen, 900-plus volunteers in Arizona. But right now, let's go to David in Delaware. I'm sorry I got his name wrong earlier, and so he wasn't there. David in Delaware, go ahead, sir.
Alex.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Alex, I'm the gentleman that called you several times and sent you a lot of different mail certified in reference to the Milford Public Library, placing your videos into the library.
Yes, I got your material. Thanks.
Okay,
for...
I just got one placed. I also had my letter printed in the Delaware State News petition to the church for redress for grievances, and also I am going to the local police department, senior centers, fire departments, and several other places to start placing your videos as well. I've already been to three places today, the police department, library in Harrington, and also the senior center.
Well, David, that's very exciting, and I want to commend you and personally thank you.
Well, I'm going to put out as much as I can. I've got two gentlemen that are making up extra videos for me, CDX, or the DVDs, and
yes,
also the others. And I'm going to put out what I can, and I figure it's time for the fire departments, police, and all them to... I met with also the chief of police this morning over in Harrington. And so...
Now imagine this. I mean, great folks like yourself all over the country are doing this, going and talking to their government about the New World Order, about the police state, and saying, here's the evidence, and it's that... look, I've got every day in other towns pulling out of the Patriot Act.
Yes.
I mean, all over, good stuff is happening.
That's very good.
And it's because of people like you, David.
Well, you and I, and we work together, and once people know... did you also get the paperwork on the waterworks that they're trying to put the water lines down through the different... highways here in Delaware?
Yes, I did get all that stuff you sent me.
Okay, because that's another thing that they're forcing. One person had like a bill of $800 and some.
No, I know. There's so many scams, sir.
You know, but as long as I can fight, I've been fighting this issue since back in 82, 84, and I've fought many different constitutional issues, and we've won several of them.
Well, that's the point. I mean, we're not going to win them all, but if we don't fight, we know we're going to lose. God bless you.
We're going to lose it quicker than if we hadn't done anything.
David, good to hear from you. Keep it up. Let's talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to share a story with you and your last guest there. It was about the euthanization of my grandmother.
Well, tell us that story. We'll hold you over it if need be.
Okay. It was in October of 2003, briefly, I live in Michigan here, but my folks live in Arizona, and they had brought my grandmother out there to live in an assisted care facility in Scottsdale, very near their home.
When the insurance ran out, she got killed.
Oh, no, no, no. The money was there for her and everything, but she was having a problem with her knee, and it got to be very painful one day, so she went to the hospital to have it checked out. And while she was in there, they diagnosed her with pancreatic cancer. She was 90, okay? But they did say she had quite a few months to live, and then what happened is they suggested that on her exit from the hospital that she have a temporary stay in a hospice just to, you know, check her out. Well, these hospices, you know, my parents and I weren't awake in 2003. I just recently, within a year, found out.
Yeah,
about
some are good, some are bad, but a lot of them kill you.
Right, exactly.
So what happened to her?
Well, what they did was they hooked her up for quote, pain control to the morphine, and I tell you, she was laughing, joking the whole time she was in there until they hooked her up to this, and then within 5 days, she went into a light coma, and then she just passed away. And she should not have died that fast. I mean, it was obvious that it was...
It's euthanasia. I'm sorry to hear that. Anything else?
Exactly. No, that was it. I wanted to get your...
Stay there.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third hour. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday edition. In just about 60 seconds, we're going to go to Chris Simcox, and he is the leader of the Minutemen, 950-plus people down there to defend the Arizona border peacefully, simply by reporting the swarms of illegals to the Border Patrol, and Lord Bush and Lord Fox have now weighed in, attacking them. Real fast, though, finishing up with the caller that we were talking to, Dave, in Michigan. Dave, you were talking about how they euthanized your grandmother. Finish up what you were saying.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say that for those that may have relatives in hospice or that may be going to hospice soon, I would highly suggest to keep a close eye on what they're doing to them. If they're giving them an IV and they seem to be slipping into this dreamy state, I would get them the heck out of there as soon as possible because I saw it happen.
And your grandmother wasn't even in pain?
In what?
I mean, you described her as not really being in pain, but they still put her in this.
It was for her knee, supposedly, but she was laying in a bed. She wasn't up walking around. She didn't need it.
And then she died.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the call. That's euthanasia, folks. And we had the Wall Street Journal writer on last hour listing names of people who were saying, please give me food and water, begging for it being killed. I mean, that's how far along we are. All right, going to Chris Simcox. Chris, Vicente Fox comes out and says, how dare Arizona ranchers and farmers even call police on illegal aliens. How dare you care that federal officers are being killed and citizens are being killed? And Bush wants total amnesty. They passed money for thousands more Border Patrol, but Bush took the money out and said no more Border Patrol. And tell us about the Minutemen and what you're doing right now.
Well, thanks, Alex. Yes, we've gotten a good laugh out of this in the last couple of weeks with Vicente Fox ranting and raving and frothing at the mouth over demanding that American citizens be prevented from exercising their constitutional right to assembly and free speech. And he threatened to take us to the world court to try to stop American citizens from peacefully assembling and asserting their, exercising their free speech.
And their citizens get to vote on both sides. He openly says they're taking over, but he's got Washington's backing in all of this.
Yes. And now, as you referred to him as Lord Bush, has just, in a press conference, I just had a call from CNN asking me for a comment about President Bush has made a comment, not to domestic U.S. media, but to the Mexican media, that these vigilantes will be held accountable.
Well, what I would say to them is Bush will be held accountable for leaving our southern border wide open, where they admit Al-Qaeda has been coming across. George Bush should be held accountable for keeping 2,000 extra Border Patrol from going down there.
Absolutely.
What did you say to CNN?
I told them that I invited President Bush to come down here to tour the disaster area called our backyard and to witness the invasion personally and to meet the so-called vigilantes.
Well, they tell us to spy and tattle on our neighbors for no reason, but don't you dare on your own property. All you guys are doing is saying that on these private ranches that are being overrun and attacked, that you're going to call the Border Patrol.
Right, doing nothing but what Bush and Ridge and the Department of Homeland Security have asked all Americans to do. Be vigilant, observant, and report suspicious illegal activity to the proper authorities. And that has caused a hysteria to break out in the media as well as with the Mexican government and now even the Brazilian government, who has also made some comments that because their people are coming up here illegally, that they're demanding that our government protect their rights from the citizens sitting in lawn chairs with binoculars, from spotting them.
Now, again, folks, this shows what a fraud this entire war on terrorism is. You try to go into Mexico, they'll beat you, they'll rob you, they'll kill you. But, oh, you're going to let millions of us come across. The big question is, why does our government want this to continue? The answer is, USA Today, a bunch of other articles I have, Pan-American Union, Free Trade Area of the Americas, there will be no more illegal immigration problem because there will be no more illegals. They're going to legalize them all.
Yes, and we're certainly losing our sovereignty every day, and we're not giving it up without a fight. That's
now, the ACLU and then Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups, Mecha and La Raza, are saying they're going to be out there in your face. What are you doing about that?
Well, actually, I had a sit down with the Representative Ray Ibarra out of the Douglas ACLU headquarters there, and we sat down and planned out how they can help patrol the border. They're going to sit in lawn chairs and watch us watching the illegals to make sure that we don't violate their rights when they break into our country illegally. I have no problem with them. I mean, they're harmless, really.
How are you going to stop with your 950 men and women? How are you going to stop provocateurs?
Internal security, grouping people in teams, mixed teams of groups of four with retired law enforcement officers, military veterans, and keeping a close eye on them. We have a large group of observers.
Because I know this. I mean, when I try to go build a veteran a new house, we have people show up and try to stir up trouble. Turns out they're cops.
Sure.
We try to do basic, good, decent things. They don't want any of us getting together, any of us doing anything. They want us to be jellyfish. So tell us, Chris, the last couple of years you've been doing this and really stemming hundreds of thousands of the millions. You guys have actually had an effect and you've drawn attention. What have you been through as far as provocateuring?
Very little. Very little, because in the beginning I invited the law enforcement and the federal government to come in and watch what we're doing, to show them that what we're doing is lawful and peaceful. And they have had no problem with it. I've never had anyone come in and try to cause trouble. We're certainly anticipating that, but of course our protection will be that every volunteer is a press correspondent for my newspaper, and everyone will have video cameras, plus the media coverage. It's going to be pretty hard to
Yeah, and here's going to be the media coverage. I mean, ignoring the masses of illegals pouring across.
Yes.
And then, oh, look at these evil people with binoculars.
You got it. I mean, that's there. You just painted the picture. And I hope, in fact, NBC News was just here this week and went down to the line to videotape some stock footage of the fence. And actually found people crossing illegally. And we're wondering if that's going to make the nightly news. Here's another piece of headline news for you that has been covered up. Only in the Arizona Republic, you can check this. 2 weeks ago, they reported that two Syrians who with ties to terrorist cells were caught coming across the Tohono O'odham Nation just south of Tucson, disguised as poor migrant workers. But that's not a problem. I'm sure that they were headed to their nearest McDonald's to flip burgers.
You know, I wonder what they're going to do when there's another terrorist attack. I guess the media will just ignore it again. I mean, we have less Border Patrol now than we had 3.5 years ago, but the government's telling us to give up all of our liberties and freedoms.
Yes, and then again, warning us that it's dangerous to go near the border, but in the same breath, they'll turn around and tell the media that they have the border secured.
Meanwhile, how many federal agents have been killed? How many citizens, how many of the illegals crossing by the smugglers? I mean, for those that don't know, that don't read the news wires every day like you and I do, I mean, it is literally like a wild, insane, crime-infested bedlam down there. Describe what it's like.
It is. It's high-speed car chases, shootouts with Border Patrol, snipers on the walls and Nogales and Douglas.
Firing at people's homes.
Firing at homes. Firing at the Department of Homeland Security, and our government doesn't consider that an international incident.
Mexican troops kidnapping whole families 5 miles across the border.
Yes, Mexican military frequently purging our borders up to 3 miles. We've caught them on our side before running cover for drug.
Well, what do you do when the Mexican troops drive up and start firing machine guns at you? I guess you just take it because you'd be evil. If you did anything back to them?
Well, no comment. We found ways to make sure that they get a message that they go back across the border.
So Fox doesn't like it. He's trying to push, and our government loves it, wants to get rid of America, but the citizens are responding.
Yes, and Fox is even demanding that the United States tear down its walls, that our walls are an embarrassment.
He doesn't tear down his wall to Guatemala.
Right, exactly. Or take his troops off the heavily fortified southern border with Guatemala, but screams bloody murder that we have even border patrol and walls, and God forbid we have citizens sitting in lawn chairs with binoculars reporting his people breaking our laws.
Their government puts out the training manual how to take over.
And how to break into our country and how to live in the shadows and not become documented and send those dollars back to Mexico to support our economy. It's reaching ahead here, and the Minuteman Project is gaining international attention, exposing that the King Bush, wears no clothes, and that his war on terrorism is a contradiction when he refuses to fund, it even cuts Border Patrol security, and refuses to listen to the...
But the problem falls... to the neocon talk show host, because they'll pass a national ID card, say it's for illegals, and I read the bill and have congressmen on, it actually opens it up to the illegals.
Yes, it does, pretty much.
What is Glenn Spencer doing these days with his drones?
Not a whole lot that I hear. He's fighting his local neighbors again, who, because he's illegally built landing strips for them in a zone that's a residential area. So he's still fighting zoning regulations and things like that, but I haven't seen him too active lately, very much. His website's a great clearinghouse, certainly.
Are you guys going to have drones?
No, we're going to have real live pilots. We have almost over a dozen pilots, a small aircraft that will be flying observation missions.
You know, that's why they're panicking, because the alternative press is exposing it.
Yes. Yes,
and so now they're calling your alternative press, and you're a newspaper editor, evil vigilantes.
Yes, because we dare expose their hypocrisy. Yes, it's true.
Stay there. I got a few other key questions for you. We'll also fire out the website for the Tombstone Tumbleweed. Tombstone's a nice town, folks. I've been there a couple times. Drink some sarsaparilla there at the bar, because, well, that's what Al-Qaeda drinks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure-like frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk to Roger and Ray and Tim and Joe and JR and many others. Folks, we have the government of Mexico openly declaring war on this country, shooting and killing federal officers with pleasure, killing citizens, dealing drugs, running all over us, and Washington loves it because it's. I've had the head of the Border Patrol on. He said it's about global government. They've been told. America's going down. And citizens get mad about it, and they get in trouble. talking to Chris Simcox. Chris, tell folks about your newspaper's website.
TombstoneTumbleweed.com, the news of Tombstone and the truth about the border issues. You might want to pay careful attention to that during the month of April, as I will document weekly a weekly diary of our adventures on the border with the with our American government, which we're fearing will cause more problems than the folks on the other side.
Well, they got to stop you from stopping the illegals just by reporting on them.
Yeah.
Don't report a crime, Chris. So you guys have already been out on the border for years doing a lot of stuff, but this is going to be a big, energized, concerted effort. Describe how that's going to play out.
We have five sectors of the border where we will set up static observation posts within a buffer zone of the actual line. Again, nothing more than teams of four sitting in lawn chairs, taking shifts, watching the border through binoculars, cell phones in hand, ham radio operators who will report anyone who comes across that border illegally to the proper authorities. We have a no-contact policy. We will not interfere or impede them.
And by the way, in most cases, you'll be on somebody's private property. So even on their own private property, oh, yes, my lord, illegal alien, do whatever you want. But still, you're bad.
No, actually, the challenge is here, Alex, is that we're going to expose. This goes has much greater ramifications than just spotting and reporting illegals. We're going to find out if we do have the liberties that we think we have in this country. And if we do have constitutional rights to assembly and free speech during this month, I fully expect that the federal government, that President Bush is going to send Gestapo federal agents down here to watch us, and if not, impede us. And we almost expect them to be arresting us because we're setting up on public lands. Now, remember, public means they belong to you and I, the taxpayers, and they're not ruled by the federal government. So we're going to challenge that during the month of April.
Yeah, on top of it, you're going to be out on some of the government, or quote, public lands as well. I'm sure you've heard of the cases of where people are out there and then the cops start harassing them and trying to arrest them. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yes, and we will document every bit of that on with multiple video cameras as well as media coverage. I hope that if the government does come in and violate our civil liberties and our constitutional rights, that it's captured on the nightly news.
Well, this is one of the big dirty secrets. I mean, the vast majority of Americans are very upset about it. I think the media is fighting a losing battle trying to sell us on how wonderful globalism and open borders is.
Yes, and, you know, it's gotten so out of control, Alex, that, this is a momentous event here in April with the American people coming down. And also imagine that most of these outposts will be staked with the state flags of the volunteers. We have volunteers from all 50 states who are going to reestablish their demand for sovereignty and, again, expose Bush's hypocrisy.
It's this type of grassroots rebellion against tyranny that's got them sweating.
I think so. I think we've carefully calculated how to push, King George into the corner.
I mean, imagine if Bush went to Spain and said, "We're gonna, take over your country." Or imagine if some other country, let's say France, bordering Spain, said, "We're gonna, send millions of people over your border." And then if the citizens of Spain stood up and said no, imagine the leader of France going, "No, you can't do that."
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to laugh at these people.
Well, I do. I mean, I'm certainly getting a great enjoyment about the frustration this is causing Vicente Fox and exposing his agenda as well, which means basically, look, really you guys stole this land from us, and we have every right to come back in, and you cannot erect walls. And you will not impede the flow of our people coming back into our territory to take the jobs that you offer them.
But that's the propaganda that he uses on his population. Wall Street's funding this to break down the country, period.
I would say so, especially when we have like you talked about, the Pan-American, basically a continental security force, and erase the borders between Canada and Mexico and the United States.
That's what they've said they're going to do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, Alex.
Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning a compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Borders wide open. I have, what, 5 different articles today about drones. And they're going to have drones flying around scanning and photographing our backyards, all the new zoning laws, and then arresting us if anything gets built that wasn't supposed to, because the computers automatically read what's in your yard, then a year later fly back by and automatically red flag it. And just, again, all over the country, these license plate reading scanners are going in, track and trace you. I mean, it is hellish what they're doing. I have 2 other articles about the Pan-American Union for the free trade area of the Americas and the security perimeter. Oh, we won't have any internal borders. It'll all be around North America from Guatemala, northern Guatemala, all the way up to Alaska. And that's just a start. But you tell the average conservative that, who isn't a real conservative, and they'll go, I heard that's a lie. Limbaugh said so. Bush is against open borders. Well, no, actually, he's for amnesty. Shut up, communist! I like Arnold, too. He may have banned a bunch of different guns in California. He may be for open borders and abortion and cloning and everything else, but I like him. He fought that Davis. Yeah, and he's more socialist than Davis. But we're gonna take these 5 calls. We're gonna talk to Roger and Randy and Tim and Joe and JR. That's all I have time for because I want to hit some of these other news articles I just mentioned. But first, my new film is out, Martial Law. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my best work, head, shoulders above the rest. And we get into the police state in New York for the RNC, the hover blimps, the sound cannons. Then we spend an hour on 9/11, the 9/11 film in and of itself, the latest info, Building 7, NORAD, stand down, how they carried out the attacks, everything. Then we look at who the globalists are, the death cult, and how it funded and founded the Nazis, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, how Arnold's involved, how the Bushes are involved, right through to Bush's oath of office and how he's butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. There it is, inauguration. 2 hours, 35 minutes long, $25.95, really three films in one. It's my best work ever. Go to Infowars.com to get Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Or call toll-free to get the film, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Sorry about my voice. I've got like a cold or allergy or something. But seriously, folks, get the video, 1-888-253-3139. Get it, make copies, get it out to people. This is the one. Also, I made a lot of other great films. We've got some incredible discounts on those right now as well, so call. When you call, you can ask about the different films, different specials. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, the best audio interviews I do, text reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, takes totally private, totally secure system, takes about a minute to sign up, and the 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. See Martial Law right now in the comfort of your own home, PrisonPlanet.tv. Revolution will be televised. All right, we'll go to your calls here in about 3 or 4 minutes, but I'm honored to have her with me. And yes, it's made in America. And no, it's not a magic cure that makes all your hair grow back or some magic pill that makes you live 20 years longer. It's not some super cream. I'm sorry, I don't believe in quackery. I have a credible broadcast, and that's why I have sponsors like Big Berkey. They also have the British Berkey made in England. You can get that too. But the Big Berkey is even better, made in America. It's what I personally use. And the water's full of poison. And it's real simple. I believe in it. And it's made in America, and it costs the same as Indian and Chinese knockoffs that are absolutely worthless. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. I have that little cold or allergy thing going on, too.
Boy, I sound like a toad.
Yeah, me too. So
you know, you sound wonderful, but you know, I, you know who I kind of sound like?
Who?
I kind of, what you've got there, Debbie's really good for the children. We can't allow our children to drink this poisonous water.
I know who that sounds like.
Tell us all about this fine product, which I wish was made in China, but it is made in America, Debbie. I'll forgive you that, though.
Yeah, we're giving jobs to Americans. Praise God, right?
That's a rarity in and of itself.
I know it. I know it. Let me tell you.
I'm biting my bottom lip right now, Debbie. What you've done so good.
Oh, thank you. Don't cry, okay?
You know, it's Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Great imitation.
Well, I don't have to. My voice. I don't have to imitate. My voice sounds like this.
Well, it sounds kind of nice to me, you know, but deep.
You like Bill Clinton's voice?
No.
This is Bill Clinton. No. Hey, seriously, tell folks about the filter.
I would gladly talk to people about it. I wanted to actually get an opportunity to, you know, explain to them why they're lightweight. Our Berkey water filters, the Berkey Light, are made out of Lexan, which Lexan is very lightweight. And it's very portable, so you can take it with you. And a lot of times, you know, people call me and they're amazed at how light it is and they're afraid it's going to break or something. And I wanted to reassure people that it is made out of the highest quality Lexan out there. And that's what they make bulletproof glass out of. And it's very, very strong. And it's great because you can see the water levels. The Berkeys hold 2.5 gallons of water, and you fill it up in the top, and then you let the water drip down into the bottom, and then you take the water out with a spigot from the bottom. And when it's dripping through the Black Berkey purification element, it's actually taking the pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, trimethanes, radiologicals, and the volatile organic compounds out to a below detectable limit.
And by that, scientists will never say there's nothing in it. It's their electron microscope can find nothing, which no other filter is doing at this time, unless it's reverse osmosis, and that takes out the minerals.
Right, and that's the beauty about the Berkey light is it leaves in the beneficial minerals that we so badly need. You know,
because the food is so depleted of minerals.
It is, and you know, we really want to watch for, you know, not getting osteoporosis and things like that, you know, that are directly related to mineral loss in your system.
Well, so, tell folks about the different specials.
Well, we have the Berkey Light for $199, which you get one free gift, and the Berkey Light with the lights is $259, and you get two free gifts with it. And the lights are in the base. They don't have anything to do with purifying the water, but they're excellent for having for, you know, a night light.
They'll burn for 14 years. You got them in blue and white. You can get the little rechargeable batteries. You can also buy a little solar panel from you guys that goes with it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a little survival buoy.
They're great. They really are. And the free gifts that you get to choose from are either the Berkey Sport Bottles, the Potassium Iodate, or the movie Sheltering in Place. And, of course, all three of those are really great, so if you want to purchase some of those as well, I usually put a little discount on those additional purchases when they're with the order of the
book. And, folks, we always talk about getting control of our lives. Listen, it's simple, it's real, it works. The water, here's an example. I talked to a guy who works for a hot tub place the other day, and he said, Alex, when I go out and put hot tubs in, and we put the normal tap water in, he goes, you wouldn't believe how dirty and the pH, all the stuff that's in it. He goes, we supposedly have good water in Austin. For months, it's tasted like, you know, and smelled like, well, frankly, like dog poop or something. I mean, just the water itself stinks. And all the toxins, all the poisons, the herbicides, the motor oil. Look, the water treatment plants kill the bacteria most of the time, but you're still drinking dead bacteria. This is something that's made in America, supports this broadcast, but number one, is really good for you, and it's a way to take control in your life. And the knockoff filters, you know, that are $50 at the store, don't do anything but maybe take out some of the bad taste. This takes it all out. And you can buy the little sub-filters that even get out the fluoride. Fluoride's designed to go through everything. They've got a system that'll do that, too. Give Debbie a call right now, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Call her, talk to her, get some of the sports bottles. They don't cut everything out. They cut the really bad stuff out. You can get, like, what, five of those for $99.
Right.
That's a big, try to buy them in a store. They'll be $35 a piece. That's great to take to work or the gym. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com, and in the comments section, tell them what free gift you want, and Alex Jones sent you. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
Get better.
You bet. I will. God bless you. You know, I really do think it's the allergies, since you mentioned that. I mean, I never had allergies until I moved to Austin. And Austin is the capital of bats. The Mexican bat lives here during the spring and summer. We have the largest population in North America of bats, the largest population of buzzards, so we have that. And we also have the worst allergies in the country. And I grew up making fun of people who had allergies. You know, I was like, what? You get sick allergies. What are those? I got sick like every 2 years. And I hear the longer you live in Austin, the worse it gets. And it makes you have an autoimmune response like you're sick. You can even get a fever from the cedar. They're really junipers. We call them cedar down here. And, man, it is not fun. And then that causes you to get infected, and then bacteria can move into those spaces. It's not enjoyable, as you can probably hear. Yesterday my throat hurt so bad. I'm not whining. I want you to know why I wasn't here yesterday, that I hardly talk. I feel fine today. I just sound like Bill Clinton. But, again, give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. And I feel really good pushing high-quality Made in America purification systems. I get disgusted by all the snake oil and quackery that abounds, but this is the real deal. All right, we're about reality here. We value that. By the way, we don't sell your names either. I just got offered a bunch of money by another patriot group to, you know, sell the names of, I never even compiled the names, but to sell the names of people that have bought stuff from us, and we don't do that. We don't do that either. We have moral values here, and we have a higher standard. Well, I wasn't even tempted, by the way. I just, no, that's all right. I'm not going to do that. Let's go ahead quickly now. Go to all the callers. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, see, Alex, that's what happens when you gargle with Drano. Going back,
very funny.
Yeah, going back to when you with Chris there, I'm guessing first off that no one's actually challenged Presidente Vicente to respond to his warm embrace of his visitors from south in Guatemala.
Well, you know, somebody has challenged Fox. I got to put this on the website. I got the tape somewhere. I heard it on TV last year. I bullhorned Fox so bad that he stopped his press conference.
Well,
I mean, I got right up against the governor's mansion fence and bullhorned him. Anywhere, any other state that arrests you, but we've sued them over arresting protesters here so much that we have our First Amendment, and we shut that pimp down, and we shut that pimp, his little buddy, his little friend, the governor Perry down as well. Fox was here giving the police chief awards for not following federal law and selling out our sovereignty.
Well, specifically with regards to his embrace of his visitors from Guatemala.
He doesn't embrace them. He puts them in camps.
Yeah, in other words, the hypocrisy. They take a real drubbing when they get...
Oh, it's good points. I got loaded phones. What else?
Yeah, and I was hoping with your earlier guest, Wesley, what he mentioned about, just in passing, scientism, that is the application of scientific rhetoric to areas which really it can't answer. And it goes hand in glove with the push for evolution as fact, because, you know, the communists teach, they don't teach communism first, they teach evolution first, and for good reason. You know, that's what they taught in China.
Yeah, then it gets into social Darwinism. Thanks for the call, Roger. Let's talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just sent you a Yahoo News story that said that, according to President Bush, the feds have exhausted all their options for Terry Schiavo, which is the same...
Yeah, the feds can send troops in so little black girls can go to school, but they can't stop this woman being murdered down there.
Well, and his wimpy brother down here in Florida is taking the same tack. You know, well, my hands are tied. I can only do what the law of Florida allows me to do. You know, and both
but then
of them,
Bush can torture people to death and say he's above the law.
Both of them are beneath contempt, as are Schiavo and Greer, for letting this woman be, you know, here it is in Eastern.
Well, Greer said she will die. Do you think people are going to have civil disobedience, or what's going to happen?
Well, if they haven't done it by now, I won't hold my breath, you know. At this point, there may be already too much damage and harm done to her.
I don't know. Last time she didn't have food or water for 8-9 days.
6 days.
No, I think it was more than 6 days, wasn't it?
6 days. But anyway, you know, here we are, the mightiest, most powerful nation on earth. We send our troops all over the world to protect and defend other people, and we can't even find a way to protect a disabled woman. You know, it just.
Well, did you hear Wesley Smith with her killing people begging for food and water?
Well, you know,
you can talk and you can say, "Please give me food," and they go, "You're not a person.
Well,
your life
is
not worth living." No, I'm serious.
Let me just put it this way and turn that around. I say, you know, what's the life of one disabled woman when we're killing 4,000 babies a day in the womb, you know, and we're torturing POWs and slaughtering innocent civilians in Iraq? You know, what's the life of one disabled person against all that? You know, it's small potatoes. You know,
what's all the fuss about? But it's an important fight. Thanks for the call. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
A quick question and a news item. Your new film and Bohemian Grove, what would be a good third film to order for the three-tape special? Or a good triple feature there?
Road to Tyranny.
Road to Tyranny. Okay. Then I wanted to ask you.
Well, the three-tape special, you save $18.
And that's $20 each, right? And I can just mail you money order to the address and everything's
yeah.
That includes everything.
You should put some shipping in. I never remember to plug it, but
oh, okay, very
we
good.
Use UPS, so it gets to you in like 4 or 5 days after we get the order, but go ahead.
I was going to include a donation anyway. I was wondering, I wanted to ask you, up in the northeastern Ohio here, there's a township called Solon, who fell into outside interest to come in and thin out this deer herd population they were having problems with, people complaining about their cars being hit.
Yeah, they're like cockroaches here in central Texas.
Well, this group that they hired came in. They're setting up sharpshooter decks in the backyards of people. And if you so much as go out and even try to talk to them, you can be threatened with obstruction and arrest. And these people are going on other people's private property. And there's nothing they can do about it.
That is really bad. Send me something on that. Well, see, everything is about arrogance now. It's about letting us know we're their slaves. Well, we're fighting Al-Qaeda by getting these deer. That's ridiculous.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is out, this particular story was out of Gneese County. Aerial photos could track home projects, and it says they're going to have drones and other manned aircraft flying around, photographing your property with a new detailed computer system from 12 different angles. And then if you do anything wrong, they're going to come arrest you. This is out of the Flint Journal, out of Flint, Michigan. So first they get rid of your jobs and they take your property. CIA uses Red Sox partners, confirms there's so many planes carrying so many slaves for torture in third-party countries that even the Red Sox jets being used. That's out of the Boston Globe. Here's another one. Air Force wants big boost in Predator fleet. The General Atomics Aeronautical Systems, Inc., the Air Force said Friday, is planning to spend nearly $6 billion for more than 140 of the company's unmanned Predator spy planes. Those are actually attack planes as well. And they're going to spend over $76 billion in the next 4 years to have half the Air Force go to unmanned aircraft. And that means a tiny amount of globalists can control these and do whatever they want for the rest of us. They've got all these new supercomputers that track our activities and our behaviors as a society. That's why they've got to have RFID tracker chips in all products to get data to these computers so they can actually predict the future very closely and then use that to control us. Germany accepts Wolfowitz as World Bank head. That's so ridiculous. And, well, basically, let's take a few final calls here. Joe in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Alex. I got some rapid-fire comments for you. To the caller who was speaking about economics, if the government cared about economics, they should fix the trade imbalance with China and fix the dollar. Second, if government is supposed to protect our rights over the economy, that's what they were supposed to do. The next thing, the judges are twisting definitions of right to life into death, and they're making the idea of progress. In other words, is this patient progressing into the quality of life? And lastly, I think we're committing economic soil and grain. We are sacrificing all of our citizens for...
Yeah, everything has shifted into a predatory cycle.
Yeah. I wonder what Liza Morgenthaler-Jones, the biotech spokeswoman for Schwarzenegger, would think. We should get some input from her.
I'd imagine that she'd be all for this stuff.
And she'd be euthanizing Beethoven, too.
Well, I mean, the argument, they socialize things, and then they tell the young people, oh, let's kill the old people because we don't want to pay for them. Now you're playing into the globalist plan.
Well, they want us to start begging for it, and I, for one, am not going along with it. I can see...
Well, I mean, new stuff's come out that's the flu shot's giving everybody Alzheimer's. Top scientist, new stuff's coming out that they're engineering the flu viruses. I mean, we got a pack of psychopaths running things, and all our decisions should be made according to those facts. Thanks for the call. Great points. JR in Texas, last caller. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I was shocked last night to hear on the Jay Leno show when Jay Leno had Kevin Costner on, the Hollywood actor.
Yes.
Kevin Costner was asked what he thought about the whole, you know, Terry Schiavo thing. And he said that if she dies, then so be it. You know, and the audience and Jay Leno were shocked when they heard that, you know, and everybody, like, paused for a couple seconds. And I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that. I was like, what? And so, anyways, I don't know, it's just amazing that people, like a previous caller on today's show, on your show today, was saying that, we shouldn't be paying for this person's well-being and the government shouldn't, you know, support her life, and I don't know, I mean, but the government has no problem supporting all these social parasites that are on welfare, and...
Well, that's the point. If it hurts the society, they'll pay for it. It's all about control.
Yeah, and it'd be a lot more humane just to walk into the hospital and blow her brains out than what they're doing to her right now.
Well, they're going to torture her to death, as she's been tortured for 6 days.
That's awful.
And they're going to tell you it's good, and that it's wonderful.
I can't believe what's happening.
Well, it's going to get worse until we change things. Thanks for the call. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, on your local AM and FM station, and on global shortwave and the Internet at Infowars.com. We've really improved Infowars. Start checking it out.